Hi, this is Mimi from Malaysia. It's been a long while. It's not that I don't want to say anything here, but it's just that I don't know how bad it has become. Finally, I got my divorce. Happy? Yep. Relief? So much. But hard? Yes, of course. To be in this situation is not easy. Anyway, but there's a lot of things are happening. Lots and lots and lots of things. So, my mom passed away about 3-4 months ago, and there was a lot of money involved after she passed away, basically. And this is when you will see how your family members acting, being the person that they are. Whatever that my mom has given, has told them to do with her money. Yeah, it's not that she has a lot, but she has. And it's been twisted and turned in so many ways. That, okay, there's the house that my parents lived before. Okay, I had an agreement. The agreement was come out, and basically it's my house once one of them died, and it's supposed to be mine already since my mom died. But somehow my father is very, 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 very reluctant to hand it over to me. It's not that I'm gonna chase him out of the house. Basically, I told him he's going to we would like to move in once, since that I already got my divorce. And yeah, basically I would like to not paying rent for a change. But it looks like he was so reluctant to let me stay there, let me be there. And guess what, it's Adil Fitri, it's Eid Mubarak now. And yeah, first day I was at my sister's place because my father was there, and then yesterday was at my eldest brother's place, having food, lunch until tea time, until like dinner. And tomorrow night is going to be at my another brother's place. Guess what, they're going back to my hometown, not telling me. I'm not invited, I'm not included in whatever they want to do. It's like, hey, you want to get rid of me? Do it properly. Don't try to make it like you don't feel guilty about it because you still think me as a sister. No, don't do that to me. Don't do that to yourself. You want to get rid of me? You don't want to accept me as your daughter? You don't want me to be your sister? Say it fucking out loud. I don't mind that. It's easier for me to take it than be hush-hush like this. It's so crazy. It's like, Apani, what is this? You don't want, you tell. Okay, how I'm going to accept it? It's all up to me. Am I gonna fight? You should know better by now. I don't give a damn about fighting. I don't fight for myself. I fight for my children. I fight for others, but I don't fight for myself. Because I believe in God. I believe in Allah. Don't make Allah be angry at you. I always pray for that He's not gonna be angry at me. Ever. So I may not be a good servant, but still I try my best not to make him angry at me. So yeah. That's the thing. Another thing is I don't mind praying bad things to people. Because I'm not that nice. That's why I don't mind, I don't fight, but I always leave it to God to give the punishment, because He has the best punishment. Yeah, I'm not that nice in a way, but I do make it happen. I do pray out loud, inside out. Yeah, I do pray that if the person deserves to be punished, I do pray that he or she will be punished. He will go and live a miserable life. Yes, I do pray for that. Live. Go ahead. You want to take things from me? Go ahead. But just remember, there's always a bigger power in this world. Anyway, I'm not going to fight. That's it. Physically, I'm not going to fight, because this is too much energy, too much things for me to do. No, I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to pray a lot. I'm not going to pray nice things though, I'm telling you now. It's like, do I need to pray good things for them, because they need to be punished? Okay, like I said, up to them. But I'm not going to fight for it. Well, that's what it's all about today. Just pray hard that it never happened to you. You are not related to me. Thank you.